ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 9 answers by citing the Lord's version. Part 8, purport to the 4 nutshell seed verses, episode 8. It is said in the Skanda Purana, yasya smritya cha na moktya tapo yagya kriyadishu nunang sampurnatam eti sadyo vandetam achyutam. I offer my obeisances unto Achyuta Krishna, the infallible, because simply by either remembering Krishna or vibrating his holy name, one can attain the perfection of all penances, sacrifices, or fruitive activities, and this process can be universally followed. It is enjoined in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Akama Sarva Kamova, Moksha Kama Udaradhi, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Pudushang Param. Though a person may be full of desires or have no desires, he or she may follow this path of infallible Bhakti Yoga for complete perfection. One need not be anxious to propitiate each and every demigod and goddess, because the root of all of them is the personality of Godhead. As by pouring water on the root of a tree, one serves and enlivens all the branches and leaves, so by rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, one automatically serves every god and goddess without extraneous effort. The Lord is all-pervading, and therefore service unto Krishna is also all-pervading. And this fact is corroborated in the Skanda Purana. Archite Deva Deveshe Shankha Chakra Gada Dhare Archita Sarva Deva Syur Yata Sarva Gato Hari. When the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, who carries in his hands a conchel, wheel, club, and lotus flower, is worshipped, then certainly all other demigods are worshipped automatically, because Hari, the personality of Godhead, is all-pervading. Therefore, in all cases, namely nominative, objective, causative, dative, ablative, possessive, and supportive, everyone is benefited by such transcendental loving service to the Lord. The man or woman who worships the Lord, the Lord himself who is worshipped, the cause for which the Lord is worshipped, the source of supply, the place where such worship is done, etc., everything is benefited by such an action of loving service to the Lord. Why, even during the annihilation of the material world, the process of bhakti yoga can be applied. Kalena nashta pralaye vaniyam. The Lord is worshipped in devastation because the Lord protects the Vedas from being annihilated. Krishna is worshipped in every millennium or yuga, as it is stated in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krite yad jayato vishnung, tretayang yajato makai, dwapare paricharyayang, kalau tad hari kirtanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can also be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the Vishnu Purana it is written, sa hanistan mahachidrang sa moha sa cha vibramaha yan muhurtang shanang vapi vasudevang na chintayet. If even for one moment remembrance of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is missed, that is the greatest loss, that is the greatest illusion, and that is the greatest anomaly. The Lord can be worshipped in all stages of life. For instance, even in the wombs of their mothers, Maharaj Prahlad and Maharaj Parikshit worshipped the Lord. Even in his very childhood, at the age of only 5 years, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the Lord. Even in full youth, Maharaj Ambarish worshipped the Lord. And even at the last stage of his prostration and old age, Maharaj Dhritarashtra worshipped the Lord. Ajamila worshipped the Lord even at the point of death, and Chitraketu worshipped the Lord even in heaven and hell. Durvasa Muni has also supported this view. Mucheta yannamni udite narakopi. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the inhabitants of hell became released from their hellish persecution. And so the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, as given by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, is as follows. Etan nirvidyamananam ichatam akuto bhayam yoginang nripa nirnitang harer nama nukirtanam. O King, it is finally decided that everyone, namely those in the renounced order of life, the mystics, and the enjoyers of fruitive work, should chant the holy name of the Lord fearlessly in order to achieve the desired success in all of their pursuits. Similarly, as indicated indirectly in various places in the revealed scriptures, we find the following. Number one, even though one is well versed in all the Vedas and scriptures, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, then he or she is considered to be the lowest of mankind. Number two, in the Garuda Purana, Brihannaradiya Purana, and Padma Purana, the same is repeated, namely, what is the use of Vedic knowledge and penances for one who is devoid of devotional service to the Lord? Number three, what is the comparison of thousands of Prajapatis to even one devotee of the Lord? Number four, Shukadeva Goswami previously said in this second canto, Tapasvino dana para yashasvino, manasvino mantra vidha sumangalaha, shemang na vindanti vinayad arpanam, tasmai shmadra shravase namo namaha. Neither the mystic, nor one who is greatly munificent, nor one who is famous, nor the great philosopher, nor the great occultist, nor anyone else can achieve the desired result without being engaged in the service of the Lord. Number five, even if a place is more glorious than heaven, if there is no glorification of the Lord of Vaikuntha or of his pure devotee, then it should be at once quitted. Number six, the pure devotee refuses to accept all the five different types of liberation simply in order to be engaged in the service of the Lord. The final conclusion, therefore, is that the glories of the Lord must be always and everywhere proclaimed. One should hear about Krishna's glories. One should chant about Krishna's glories, And one should always remember Krishna's glories, because that is the highest perfectional stage of life. As far as fruitive work is concerned, it is limited to an enjoyable body. As far as yoga is concerned, it is limited to the acquirement of mystic power. As far as empiric philosophy is concerned, it is limited to the attainment of transcendental knowledge. And as far as transcendental knowledge is concerned, it is limited to attainment of salvation. And even if they are adopted, there is every chance of discrepancies in discharging the particular type of functions. But adoption of the transcendental devotional service of the Lord has no limit, nor is there fear of falling down. The process automatically reaches the final stage by the grace of the Lord. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, there is an apparent requisite for knowledge, but in the higher stage, there is no necessity of such knowledge. So the best and guaranteed path of progress is therefore engagement in bhakti yoga, pure devotional service. And so the cream of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the foregoing four shlokas, is sometimes squeezed out by the impersonalists for different interpretations in their favor. But it should be carefully noted that these four shlokas were first described by the personality of Godhead himself, and thus the impersonalist has no scope to enter into them, because the impersonalist has no conception of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the impersonalist may squeeze out any interpretations from these four verses, but such interpretations will never be accepted by those who are taught in the disciplic succession from Brahmaji, as will be cleared up in the following verses. And besides that, the Shruti confirms that the Supreme Truth, Absolute Personality of Godhead, never reveals himself to anyone who is falsely proud of one's academic knowledge. For the Shruti Mantra clearly says in the Katha Upanishad, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labjo, Na Medhaya Na Bahuda Shrutena, Yam Evaisha Vrinute Tena Labjas, Tasyaisha Atma Vivrinute Tanum Swam. And so the whole matter is explained by the Lord himself, and one who has no approach to the Lord in his personal feature can rarely understand the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam without being taught by the Bhagavatas in the disciplic succession. Recorded February 26 and 27 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Salalite, he nanda suna kutaha. He rad he brajat devi ke chalalite, he nanda suna kutaha. He rad he brajat devi ke chalalite. Suno Uttaha.
Saviti Sarvato Vrajapure Hedaya Mahavivalao Bojan Saviti Sarvato Vrajapure Hedaya Mahavivalao Rajapure Kedaya Mahavivalao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Sri Mate Vakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, O Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani! O Lalita! O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, Or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Oh, where are you? These were their moves in executing Krishna consciousness.